This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number, we'll give that to you. Also, the Skype, allowing you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And also, there's news that I've had sitting in my show prep for a few days we haven't had a chance to get to, and I think it's pretty big news for those of you who've been following the Silk Road case. Now, Rich, for listeners who may not know, how would you describe the Silk Road?
Well, the Silk Road was kind of, people say an eBay for illegal substances, but I guess it was a little bit more like Amazon, where different people could set up vendor accounts and accept orders for various outlawed substances, and probably some legal ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
And pay for it in Bitcoin, and it would be sent to you.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike eBay, which is auctions, this was just, like you were saying, just a straight sales website. One price, you know, name the price, put the product on there, somebody buys it with Bitcoin. It was underground in that it was on the Tor network, so it was an anonymized system. So everybody on the Silk Road was anonymous. You did know the person's username, for instance, but and they would know your username, but you didn't know anything else about the person besides that. So it was an amazing, I think, development for the black marketplace. And it wasn't just illegal substances. As you mentioned, there were some legal things there. Also, like fake IDs were being sold on the Silk Road, computer hacking tools and things like that. So it was a real variety of unusual products that were available there. It was arguably probably the most infamous of all of the underground marketplaces on the internet, because it was really kind of the first one to do its thing. I mean, it started back in, I think it was 2011, and it lasted for about 2.5 years before the FBI finally took it down and managed to find the server somehow. We still don't know how they managed to find the server location. Mm-hmm. It apparently was in Iceland. They copied the contents of the server, allegedly, and then used there was a secret agent that they had on the inside of the Silk Road who'd managed, they managed to arrest one of the administrators and put one of their agents in on the inside. So combined with having somebody on the inside and having access to the server, they were able to find the location of one Ross Ulbricht, who they alleged was the creator and the operator of the site, who called himself Dread Pirate Roberts on the site. Which is a name that, if you're familiar with The Princess Bride, was one of the characters in that film. And so, you know, this whole thing went down. They took it offline. Another Silk Road came on like a month later. That one lasted for a year. Then they busted that one. And after the first Silk Road went down, there were maybe 4 or 5, maybe even more than that, websites of a similar nature that cropped up. So sort of like the Hydra, one head was cut off and then more heads grew up to replace it. The feds thought they could take out the underground black market by getting rid of the Silk Road, but all they really ended up doing was creating several competitors to the Silk Road. And so, unfortunately, Ross Ulbricht was convicted earlier in this year of various different crimes, so-called crimes, although all of them have the word conspiracy in front of them, which means that he, you know, was planning on doing certain things or plotting to do them. But, you know, everything from so-called money laundering to selling drugs, distribution of narcotics, etc. And they sentenced him to the rest of his life in prison with no possibility of parole. But the story didn't end there. There's also the very interesting details that came out after Ross's conviction that two federal agents were actually involved in stealing money from, well, money that was Ross's. It was in his Bitcoin wallet. Then the feds took it. And some of the feds who were in the process of this whole stealing of Ross's money or taking legally, and then so the government was taking his money legally by their system. We see that as stealing. But then two of the agents, one a Secret Service agent, the other a DEA agent, actually helped themselves to the money that was taken from Ross. So it was all supposed to go into the government's coffers, but these guys managed to take some of it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also involved in a variety of other corrupt measures. For instance, one of them, the DEA, the undercover DEA agent, was essentially extorting money from Ross Ulbricht. He would offer to sell him insider information from, you know, inside the government, kind of tipping them off to various different things. And he set up a I think he was the one who was involved in setting up a fake assassination that Ross supposedly, someone calling themselves Dread Pirate Roberts, supposedly hired someone to assassinate someone who was going to snitch on the website. And so there's all this, you know, this, I don't know what the right word is for it, this skullduggery going on, this, you know, nasty behavior on the part of the federal agents. And now one of those federal agents has been sentenced to 6 years. Secret Service agent, this from Coindesk.com, published today, accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bitcoin during the U.S. government's investigation of the now-defunct dark market Silk Road, has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison. Sean Bridges is set to spend the next 5 years and 11 months in federal prison after the court sided with the prosecution, which asked for the 71-month sentence in a memorandum filed on the 30th of November. Bridges was charged earlier this year with obstruction of justice and money laundering in connection with the theft of more than $820,000 worth of Bitcoin from accounts that were connected to the Silk Road. According to a report by Ars Technica, U.S. Judge Richard Seaborg, who presided over the case, remarked that the case presents, quote, an extremely serious crime consisting of the betrayal of public trust from a public official. From what I can see, it was motivated by greed. No departure or variance is warranted in this case, meaning no departure from the sentencing guidelines, I think. The defense was unsuccessful in its push for Bridges to receive just a 3-year sentence. During the hearing, Bridges told the court he accepted full responsibility for his actions and that his theft had cost him and his family dearly, stating, quote, my wife has lost everything. She went to college to go to law enforcement, and now she's lost it all. I just wanted to apologize to everybody. Of course, he's really sorry he got caught, but nonetheless, his sentencing comes months after he initially pled guilty to those charges. Another federal agent accused of going rogue during the Silk Road investigation, former DEA agent Karl Mark Force, was sentenced to 78 months in federal prison after being charged with extortion, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Now, the interesting detail about these two convictions, Rich, is that the defense attorneys for Ross Ulbricht, they knew about these agents. They knew the agents were being investigated during Ross's trial. So they knew these charges were coming at these guys, but they were prohibited from mentioning it during the trial. So they could not inform the jury that, hey, look, some of this evidence that was gathered that is being used against our client, Ross Ulbricht, was actually gathered by two men who are now being strung up on federal felony obstruction charges and corruption charges. So in theory, that should have had some effect on how the outcome of the case went, given that if the evidence in the case was provided by people who are now guilty of being corrupt cops, that should call into question the quality of said evidence, right?
And is there an appeal underway on that issue?
There is an appeal that has been filed. I don't, you know, I have, having not actually read the appeal paperwork, I don't know if it's available or what its status is. I don't know if it's been accepted. I don't know if there's a date that's been set. But yes, Ross Ulbricht's family and his attorneys are filing, or, you know, they have the intention of filing an appeal. What the exact legal status of that is, I don't know. And if they're citing the convictions now of these two agents, who both pled guilty, by the way, once the evidence was arrayed against them, the charges were levied, they folded like a deck of cards. So I mean, that's good news that now maybe there's a chance Ross could, and, you know, when I say a chance, I mean like 1% chance, given that the federal system is pretty much laid against the defendants in so many different ways. But at least there's a chance that maybe the original case can get overturned on the basis of these corrupt cops. But that's not all. That was a minor detail that just came out today, that now the other guy's been sentenced. But the big news from the last week is that Variety Jones has been arrested. Now, I asked you if you knew who Variety Jones was before we started the show, and you had not heard of him in the case of the Silk Road. And you really have to—you really would have had to have paid close attention to the case to even have heard the name. Variety Jones was sort of behind the scenes. He was an advisor to Ross Ulbricht. He's now been arrested and is being charged. We'll tell you more about Variety Jones and why it is that he wanted the feds to arrest him in this case. It's Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 3733 joining you here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Rich Paul.
Also, we're talking about the Silk Road. We're going to get back into the details. There have been a couple of interesting developments in just the last week. You thought it was over when they sent Russ Ulbricht to prison? Oh, no, no. Things are getting even more complicated. But also, I want to let you know that last year at the Liberty Forum, speaking of Russ Ulbricht, his mother, Lynn, was one of the keynote speakers. And she gave an excellent speech from what I saw. Unfortunately, I was at work most of the time, so I wasn't able to see the entire thing. But I was able to jump in for a little bit. And, she's obviously got a lot of passion, given that her son is now in prison, and she'd like that to stop. So the Liberty Forum's an excellent event. I believe you were in attendance last year, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it's a great event because it's a real focus on the community of liberty-minded people that are here in New Hampshire. It's hundreds of like-minded folks coming together for an entire weekend, actually Thursday through Sunday, February 18th through the 21st. That's what it's going to be in 2016. It's a gathering of hundreds of people. A couple hundred of them probably already live here in New Hampshire. They're early movers for the Free State Project like you and I, Rich. Mm-hmm. But most of the people at Liberty Forum are people who are coming in from somewhere else, people who want to see if this is for real, this whole Free State Project thing. Yeah, they've heard things on the radio, they've seen videos on YouTube, but is this really a movement of thousands of people who are going to be moving to New Hampshire and getting active for liberty? Is it for real? And the answer is yes, but you have to prove it to yourself. And one way you can do that is by coming to the Liberty Forum. It's happening in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel. It's the biggest hotel for conventions in all of New Hampshire, so it doesn't get much bigger than this. And it's a great, great reason. It's that alone, the community is, I think, the number one reason to come to the Liberty Forum. But the number two reason might be Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to be one of this year's keynote speeches.
Now, is he going to be there physically, or is he no. Telecommuting?
He's got to telecommute in, because if he comes to the United States, then the federal government will target him, and they will put him in a cage.
That's kind of what I thought. I was just curious, because one release I said, speak to Edward Snowden.
That means they will have a microphone of some sort, I believe, set up.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. So he will take questions, I think, so that's pretty cool. So to have the opportunity to interact with him in some way is, I think, pretty exciting. This is a big score for the Free State Project, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I've got a question for him.
Good. Do you want to tell it right now? Or?
Sure. There's, as you may know, or as you do know, I'm sure, I'm supporting Rand Paul for the Republican nomination, and he made some comments that were somewhat ambiguous about what he would do about Snowden. But I would like to ask Snowden in turn what he thought of Rand Paul's comments and whether anybody is saying anything better to him, specifically because there's one person who is saying, oh, the one holdup, I can't support Rand Paul because of what he said about Snowden. And my view is that Paul is kind of the least aggressive of the Republican.
I'll give you that much.
Snowden.
He's definitely the least worst Republican of the group of them out there, but he's certainly not good enough to get me excited about his campaign. I don't know if Rand is going to be there, but I suspect that, you know, that could be an announcement that they might make. I mean, given that it is campaign season, who knows? You know, you never know.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
His dad did speak, I think it was in 2007 at the Liberty Forum, so it wouldn't be the first time a Paul was a speaker at the Liberty Forum. I've
spoken there too.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything. That's just a pure speculation on my part. I don't want to make it sound like I know something about Rand Paul coming to the Liberty Forum, because I don't. I have not heard anything about that. But we do know Edward Snowden is booked for it. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. Go grab your tickets right now. nhlibertyforum.com. It's February 18th through the 21st in Manchester. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Nick is listening in Orlando, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
All right. I wanted to talk about, you guys were mentioning that the defense attorneys during Ross's trial weren't allowed to allude to these corruption charges on the officers that were investigating Ross.
That's correct.
Now, I want to be clear, because it'd be very easy to misunderstand me, that I agree with you guys that Ross should not have been put on trial, convicted, or any of that. However, them not being allowed to talk about the corruption charges that are brought against the accusing police officers, I think, was the right move. And,
why?
And for a couple of reasons. One for the namesake of consistency, because let's face it, they weren't yet convicted, okay? And in the eyes of the court, that is nothing more than hearsay, right? So you can't state that this is going on because there hasn't actually been any proof attained about it. You know what I mean?
You can certainly prove that somebody's been indicted by presenting the indictment. Have they been indicted at that point?
I believe that they had, and I believe that that was basically sealed. But what they could have done, even if what you're saying is the case, and I get where you're coming from, they could have, continued the trial, but they didn't. You know, they pushed ahead with this thing. And I don't know if his attorney filed a motion to continue, but I would hope, you know, given that this attorney's like a $100,000 or more attorney, I would hope that he had tried to, at the very least, say, whoa, we can't have this trial right now until we find out whether these two agents are guilty of what they've been accused of, because that would have a material effect on the evidence in this case.
Right. Like I said, I don't think that Ross should have been convicted to begin with. But let's say that that someone was on trial for something horrific and violent. You know, we wouldn't want something an officer got in trouble over here doing this. So.
If the officer got in trouble for falsifying evidence in the case that is going to possibly put that person in prison, again, they've just been accused of doing something violent. Maybe they didn't actually do what it was that was said that they did, because maybe the officer planted some evidence, and now that officer is being charged with planting evidence, but the officer hasn't been convicted yet, so therefore we're just going to find this person guilty. I think that, at the very least, calls for continuance on the trial, and that didn't happen with Ross Ulbricht.
All right. Well, fair enough. I just thought I'd throw that out there for consistency's sake.
No, I get where you're coming from. I see that. And again, I don't know. None of us know the real internal details of what motions were filed in the case. And, maybe his attorneys did try that approach and it just didn't, the prosecution and the judge just wanted to steamroll ahead and get their conviction on Ross. At the very least, that information should have put a hold on Ross's case until those cops were either convicted or not, and then they could have moved forward, which hopefully will be justification for the appeal. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a guy that, I like to see proof before any major decisions are made, especially when it affects somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it's good that the court systems consider that and don't let in, he said, she said stuff, which that's the impression I got. I could be totally off, because you guys have more information on the case than I do.
Nick, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Variety Jones was the mentor of Ross Ulbricht. He was someone with whom Ross consulted on a variety of different things. Well, that was his name. And one of those things was like sort of the security of the website of the Silk Road and others. We'll get into more about Variety Jones and why it was that Variety Jones actually wanted to be arrested. He was trying to turn himself in, trying to get the feds to pay attention to what he was saying. We'll tell you what about.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to kittyarmor.com. Come and take it.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution, custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number that you're invited to dial and bring up whatever you want is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Rich in the studio here tonight. Also, want to let you know about Tiger Light. There is a new Tiger Light on the market. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or DAD for short. And Free Talk Live is giving one of them away. All you have to do to enter the contest is visit our demographic survey, which you can go to at demo.freetalklive.com. Now, you know, you've got to answer some questions and give us your email address. But once you do that, you'll be entered to win the DAD, which is pepper spray combined with an LED light and Bluetooth technology to allow for a GPS crowd alert. It's lightweight, water-resistant, and durable thanks to its polycarbonate housing, making it virtually indestructible. You can go to tigerlight.net to get one for yourself. But if you want to win one, you can go to demo.freetalklive.com and enter via our demographic survey there. And plus, when you fill out that demographic survey, you're entered into any other contests we do with that database in the future. So you only have to fill that demo thing out once, and then when we give other things away in the future, you don't have to worry about filling it out again or anything like that. So go to demo.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we'll tell you more about Variety Jones, the mentor behind the Silk Road, and why it is he wanted the feds to arrest him, why he was trying to turn himself in. And by the way, he was found in Thailand. So we'll tell you more about that here. But first, Tim is on the line listening in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I
Actually, I'm not as tech savvy as many people I know. I'm not exactly sure how Bitcoin works. I was wondering if you could give a little bit of a primer on Bitcoin for one. But then another thing I wanted to mention was the federal agent that basically gave evidence against someone and then got off scot-free. I mean, I call less than 6 years in prison scot-free, or 7 years rather. But I'd say that they basically were given a slap on the wrist when Ross Ulbricht, unless I'm mistaken, I think I heard you say he's been given life in prison. Is that true?
Yeah, Ross Ulbricht was sentenced to life in prison for basically running a website. I mean, that's ultimately what his crime was.
Right. That's what I thought I understood you to say. Unless I'm mistaken again, now I don't want to say this and say that I am mistaken, but if it's possible, if I'm wrong, isn't free enterprise part of what the reason the internet exists for? I mean, that's exactly what he was operating, was a free enterprise website, unless I'm mistaken. Now, when people steal from you, obviously that becomes a crime on their part. It isn't a crime on your part. If you're supplying something that other people want to buy, if you wanted to supply international arms to other countries, I'm sure there are websites for that. I'm sure you'd be totally protected. There'd be nobody saying anything against what you did. And if somebody stole from you, well, you just have them killed. No problem. But what I'm saying, in the case of Ross Ulbricht, he was just doing something that free enterprise, in my book, in my opinion, allows. He was doing. You know, I don't like to use the term capitalism because I think it was coined by Lenin, actually. But
yeah, it was Marx, wasn't it?
Yeah, Marx.
Or either one of them. I mean, however you want to say it, because capitalism essentially makes capital a god. It makes it your reason for being. So I don't agree with
that. I agree with you there. I personally don't much care for the term. I do like the idea of a free marketplace because that can encompass all kinds of different economic organization. If you want to run a commune within a free market, you can totally do that as long as you're not forcing other people onto your commune or whatever.
Right.
But, you're right. What Ross was doing should have been allowed in a free market, but unfortunately we don't have that. We've got the United States of America, which is in no way, shape, or form a free market.
Not free anymore, no. But
I don't know if it ever was.
Well, I think maybe at one time. I mean, when we first, when states actually made their own money, when the states were allowed to, then we had paper money that was essentially worthless, but there was still a backing once we decided that using gold or silver, and or silver rather, was the viable alternative to you choosing whatever the value is on the piece of paper that you hand to someone, and they have to accept that value is real, and that's what we have today. I mean, we have nothing, basically. I mean, everybody knows there's the Federal Reserve is no longer, it's not federal, it's not a reserve, it's not a banking, it's not a bank, it's not a system. Mm-hmm. As G. Edward Griffin said once upon a time, I mean, everybody knows, but in The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is an excellent book, by the way, and actually, I'm wondering, do you guys actually have a site where you sell literature, where you sell different books, such as that book?
I don't personally, but Brave New Books is one of our sponsors here on Free Talk Live, so that would be a good place to go to. I don't know if they carry that one. I'm not intimately familiar with all of their inventory, but that certainly sounds like something that they would carry, given that I have visited the store in Austin, Texas. They've now launched an online marketplace as well. And speaking of Bitcoin, they actually prefer when you pay with Bitcoin over at the Brave New Bookstore.
Now I'm wondering. Now I could have looked this up while I was on hold. I guess I thought about it, but the fact of the matter is, I'm not familiar exactly with how Bitcoin works. I mean, I could have looked it up on Wikipedia or whatever, but how does a person pay for a certain number of Bitcoin? Because you're saying something about, I think it was Overstock.com or something, was 0.211 Bitcoin or something, an order of 0.211 Bitcoin. I'm trying to figure out what would that be? I mean, what could you buy?
It's a good question. So there are a variety of different websites that will translate the Bitcoin, convert the Bitcoin amount to various different U.S. or other currencies from around the globe. I've been to one of the easiest ones for me to use is Preev, P-R-E-E-V.com. It's just a real simple Bitcoin converting website. That's all that there is. So when you go there, it shows you the current price of Bitcoin. It shows you that amount in, you know, dollars or whatever. And then you can type, you can change either side of it. So if you want to change the dollar amount and get that amount in Bitcoin, or if you change the Bitcoin amount and get that in dollars, that's an easy way to do it. But there's a bunch of sites that have that on there. And by the way, bravenewbookstore.com is the website for Brave New Books. So you might want to go check there for all kinds of liberty oriented books. And, yes, sir.
Sorry, I was just going to ask you one quick question. Have you ever had G. Edward Griffin at your Freedom Forum? Has he ever spoken there? I mean, he said
it's not my Freedom Forum. You're talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I just attend. I'm just one of the attendees there. So I can't tell you who has spoken over basically the decade that the event has been going on. They tend to have a few dozen speakers every single year.
Right.
So I don't really know offhand. I don't think so, but I don't, you know, I would think that would be one of the more publicized speakers if they did have him. I don't recall that specifically. So Tim, if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, what I'd recommend you do is go to bitcoin.com. It's a great kind of introductory website. They've got an introduction video there, and basically it's a decentralized currency that's not issued by any government or any bank, and it actually puts the power of money into the hands of people rather than governments or banks. And so that's why it's such a threat to the old money system, and that's why they're doing their best to try to shut it down. Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It'd be interesting to get someone like G. Edward Griffin to comment on Bitcoin. I wonder what, if anything, he has said about Bitcoin in the past.
That's a good question.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, we can get as deep into Bitcoin as you want to go. I'm a huge fan of it, but at the same time, you also don't want to get too technical. I mean, there is a lot of technical know-how behind the scenes of Bitcoin, and I just sort of know the basics about how it works. But you don't really need to know everything about how Bitcoin works behind the scenes in order for it to be useful, in order for it to be valuable, and for it to do what it says it's going to do. And Bitcoin does that. It provides a medium of exchange that works very, very well. You can send Bitcoin to anyone in the world basically in an instant without having the fees that you would normally have, say, with a MoneyGram or Western Union or credit card companies, things like that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And if you want, you can support Free Talk Live. We'd like that. You can go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee to you on a monthly basis, then, gosh, we sure would appreciate your support. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and other hosts. I think you're in there, Rich, is one of the participants.
Yeah, participant.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Libertarian Banker is on the line, and he doesn't want to say. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. There was a caller that called in earlier. And I was claiming that when the states had control of currency, that it was, quote, more free. Well, I'll agree. It's probably better than the system we have today. You know, it was decentralized, and the states would actually compete for, you know, the strongest currency. And so that, you know, made them behave a little bit more than the system that we have today. But what was kind of interesting about the currency back then was, you know, the further that you got away from the home state of the currency, that currency lost value because it was literally paper that they were trading. So if you were traveling from, say, Virginia to California, you would trade your bills along the way from state to state, or buy goods and barter and that kind of thing as you went there. So you didn't lose the value of the currency when you got all the way to California.
Interesting.
You know, and that's what's really cool about Bitcoin and how Bitcoin works. It's an international currency, and it's also it's finite, and you know, it can't be printed by some federal government. So
yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I didn't mention it in my summary of what Bitcoin was. I did say it was a decentralized currency, and it wasn't created by banks or governments. But I didn't point out that
It's not subject to arbitrary whims of politicians and bankers, meaning that there's a finite amount that is going to come out. Now, that's one thing that you can say about Bitcoin. But on the other hand, you could also say that if they wanted to, they could change the decimal points on or they could move they could increase the number of decimals beyond the point or whatever. So they can divide Bitcoin infinitely. So from that aspect, it's not the same as inflation.
Creating another Bitcoin, you're taking fractions and dividing those in half. So
yeah, that's true.
It's the same thing, you know.
But unlike gold, which you can only divide down so far, this you can just continuously divide. So that's not the same as inflation, but it does have the ability to where if, like for right now, Bitcoin is limited to 8 decimal points. But if they wanted to, they could increase that to 12 decimal points or 16 decimal points or whatever. I mean, it's not the same thing as inflation.
Yeah, that wouldn't reduce the value of a Bitcoin, though. It would just allow you to cut one into more pieces.
Exactly. True. So as the dollar has increased in value, they've made the larger denominations of it. So there's been
denominations of the dollar. They got rid of the $500 and the $1,000 bills.
Exactly. But back in the 1700s and 1800s, they didn't have a $100 bill. They had they had ones and $2 bills back then. And, so it's basically the reverse for Bitcoin. Instead of actually making bigger ones, you're making smaller and smaller ones because it's actually increasing in value rather than decreasing.
Yep, that's true. Good point, Libertarian Banker. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thanks for the time, guys.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I remember Libertarian Banker used to be pretty critical of Bitcoin when he called the show, so maybe it's been growing on him.
I don't think I've spoken to him before.
Yeah, I don't know what his real name is, but he always calls with some really interesting observations from sort of inside the system, because I think he works as like a loan officer or something like that for a bank. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You know what? There's actually news about secession in Texas. I definitely want to talk about that when we get a chance. But we were teasing with the discussion of Variety Jones earlier, and I do want to get into who this guy is. He has now been arrested as of December 4th, so just a few days ago. The man suspected of being a senior advisor to Ross Ulbricht, the convicted creator of the drug marketplace Silk Road, has been arrested, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. His name is Roger Thomas Clark, and he's accused of being Variety Jones, according to a press release, and allegedly was a close confidant of Ross Ulbricht, who advised on all aspects of Silk Road's operations and helped him grow the site into an extensive criminal enterprise. In September, Motherboard published an extensive investigation into the identity of Variety Jones, linking the online alias to a Roger or Thomas Clark. He was arrested in Thailand on December 3rd and is currently pending extradition into the United States, according to the government's press release. They claim that Clark also used the aliases of VJ, Simon, and plural of Mongoose, and that he was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for his work on the Silk Road. He's a 54-year-old Canadian citizen and is charged with one count of narcotics conspiracy, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison, and one count of money laundering conspiracy, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Now, why would it be that this guy actually wanted to be arrested? So, if you weren't tuned into the show back in September, I'll recap for you, because we did discuss this at that time. What had happened with Variety Jones is that he had disappeared from the scene after the initial raid on the Silk Road. So back in October of 2013, when the Silk Road website was taken offline and Ross Ulbricht was arrested in a public library in San Francisco, Variety Jones disappeared from the internet. And, or at least, that we knew of, right? He wasn't popping up in any of his old handles, in any of his old stomping grounds, until this September, when all of a sudden he reactivated an account on a marijuana forum that he had been to previously. The marijuana website is called MyPlanetGanja.com, and there's a forum there. His username there is plural of Mongoose, and so he came back to this account that he hadn't used for years and posted this huge story that there'd be no way we could read it on the air in the 3 hours that we have here, because there's just so much detail to it. But in essence, what had happened was he had been contacted, and this is his claim, right? So presumably he has some evidence to back these claims, because this is why he wanted to get arrested. He'd been contacted by an agent of the FBI, or at least someone who's claiming to be an agent of the FBI. This FBI agent was willing to give him information to prove who he was saying he was, like to prove that he actually was an insider in the federal government. So, for instance, he told Variety Jones about the corruption investigations into Karl Marc Forst and that Secret Service agent that we talked about earlier in the show here tonight. Those two agents that were corrupt and are now in prison. This FBI agent, who we don't know his name, and Variety Jones doesn't know his name, this guy knew about that before any of that news broke publicly, and he told Variety Jones about that to sort of prove who he actually was. So the dude had legitimacy. He was giving information that only somebody on the inside of the investigative services would possibly know. And, well, turns out that this man, who referred to himself as Diamond, so that's what we'll call him here, Agent Diamond, claimed to have access to a wallet, a Bitcoin wallet specifically, that had previously belonged to Ross Ulbricht. So purportedly, this agent got access to said wallet during the investigation of the Silk Road, and because Ross is in prison now, Ross is the only person purportedly who would know the password to access that particular wallet. So this is purportedly a wallet that the federal government doesn't have. This agent managed to get his hands on this particular wallet before it hit the offices of the feds, purportedly. And that wallet allegedly has about $75 million worth of Bitcoin in it. So this undercover agent, Diamond, would really like to get into that wallet, and he needs the password. So given that Ross Ulbricht is in prison at the moment, he figured he'd try Variety Jones and see if he could get Variety Jones. Maybe Variety Jones knows the password or has some inclination as to what the password is the idea that Variety Jones was saying, given that he's known as the mentor of the site. Now, whether or not Ross actually gave him said password, we don't know. But the agent certainly thought he might know it, so he came to Variety Jones and basically threatened him and further said that he was going to, if Variety Jones didn't hand over the password, that his next step was to kidnap Ross Ulbricht's mother and to kidnap Ross Ulbricht's sister to basically hold them somewhere and then get a phone to Ross Ulbricht to show him that his mother and his sister had been kidnapped to try to get Ross to turn over the password. There's more. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.